Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, you can expect wet weather across large parts of the Gauteng province. Please reduce your speed and drive with care. Then in four ways, traffic disrupted by a stationary vehicle on the N1 South. Before the Winnie Mandela Drive exit, you can expect some slow-moving traffic there.
The Auditor General recently found that there were irregularities in the awarding of a tender contract around a driving license card machine. The Minister of Transport, Barbara Creasy, now approached the High Court to determine the way forward. Meanwhile, the Organisation Against Tax Abuse, OUTA, welcomed the step.
We are very grateful that the Minister agrees and is taking this matter through the courts to have this tender cancelled. But more than that, we would like to see accountability against the perpetrators.
That was OUTA's CEO, Wayne Devenage. In a media statement, OUTA says these steps were taken after their own investigations that they shared with authorities. And moving abroad, a developing story for now. We only have a headline from America. Supreme Court rejects Trump's bid to freeze $2 billion American dollars in aid payments. I'm Marlene Fischer. More on these and other stories at 5.
Well, it's mostly about the cricket news this afternoon, and we start off with the big one. It's the second semi-final between New Zealand and South Africa. New Zealand posted a massive 362 for six, thanks to centuries by Rachin Ravindra and Kane Williamson, getting 108 and 102 respectively. In response to the South Africans, well, it was circumspect at the beginning, and it's still going that way right now. The run rate that we're going at is a 5.6 to the over at 97 for one. Ryan Rickleton back in the pavilion, so Themba Bavuma and Rassie van der Westhuizen there on 42 and 37 runs respectively. On the local front, there are some games in the CSA one-day competition. The Titans are 329 for 5 in their match against the Dragons. Rivaldo Munsami getting yet another century after scoring his highest score. Last time out, he made 100 of 89 deliveries this time. And in the match between the Lions and Boland, well, it is raining in Joburg, so a bit of a delay there. 126 for 5 after 37 overs. So far, the top scorer, Mwandile Makwetu, at the top of the order there. And in the other match between the Daffabet Warriors and World Sports Betting Western Province, 213 for 7 is the score there after 47.5 overs. So looking like a low-scoring affair, that one. SA Rugby confirmed that the world champions are set to play against the Barbarians ahead of the July test window. This will be the first time that the two teams have met since 2017. The last time out, the Boks and the Barbars played to a 31-all draw at the Wembley Stadium in London, and that was still under coach Alistair Cotia. The venue for the match is not yet confirmed, but it will be taking place on the 28th of June. And general manager Charles Vessels also confirmed that negotiations are in place for the Boks to play another yet undetermined match. It will be an inbound match, and that means that the Boks will play 15 games in 2025. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross.
I'm gonna drive,
Hi, Robin Ross.
Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. Jacaranda FM.
How are you doing? Where have you been? I've been practicing this moment for like 20 something years in my head. It's nice to meet you. That's what I said. You said, baby, this is gonna be a movie scene we'll never forget. Sometimes I'll rerun those 16 seasons for the rush. These are the